In Judges 18, the tribe of Dan is on the move, looking for a place to settle. They're having to find a place to settle because, if you remember from chapter 1, they had been disobedient and untrusting of God, and they were run out of town by the Amorites. They were pragmatists themselves, trying to decide what would work for them. And following the Lord's word didn't look like it would work, so they tried their own methods, and now they were nomads looking for a place to land. So the tribe of Dan send out 5 men on a scouting trip. And while out on that trip, they run across Micah and his Levite priest. They ask the Levite priest to inquire of the Lord to see if their journey is going to be a successful one. And the Levite priest tells them that their journey is definitely blessed by God. So these 5 men left with smiles on their faces and came across a land and a people who were minding their own business. They kept to themselves. They were unsuspecting. And the 5 men report back to the rest of the tribe of Dan, "There's a good land over yonder, and the people there are isolated. No one could help them, and they have no idea that we are about to attack." So the tribe of Dan mount up an army to go and ransack the place to keep for themselves. But on their way, they make a visit to Micah's house again, and they make the Levite priest an offer he can't refuse. They enter into Micah's house while Micah is not there, and they steal all of his religious hardware, the idols, the ephod, and even the priest. And the priest was happy about it. More money for him since he's now the priest of the tribe of Dan. More influence. And when Micah figures out what has happened, he gathers up the people of the city, and they go after the Danites. Read what the Danites say in Judges 18, verse 25. "And the people of Dan said to him," Micah, "Don't let your voice be heard among us, lest angry fellows fall upon you, and you lose your life with the lives of your household." Then the people of Dan went on their way. And when Micah saw that they were too strong for him, he turned and went back to his home. Micah has been bitten by his own philosophy. If he lives by the philosophy of what works for me is right, then why shouldn't other people? And when two people collide with that philosophy, might makes right. The strongest of the two will always win. Customization is only as strong as the person doing the customizing. So when it comes to worshiping God, if you are the one calling the shots, then your worship is powerless instead of powerful. No doubt, God has equipped people with great skill, but only to be used at His bidding and in His way. Micah had tried to customize and tailor his worship to fit his agenda. But that sure didn't seem like a great plan when others did the same thing against him. So learn the lesson. Learn to walk day by day in the steps of the Master instead of creating your own path, hoping Jesus will follow you. You can get burnt when you try to blaze your own trail. Today, please pray for Pablo Muñez, our missionary in Chile. And also remember the Lao LifeWord broadcast, heard in Laos.